There are three categories of objections that your audience is thinking, feeling, or they're not even aware of, these subconscious beliefs that prevent them from saying yes to you. Today's episode, we are diving into the three different objection categories and how you can easily address them and literally draw in the right people to you. So let's get on to the show. You're listening to Be in Demand, the podcast for honest advice, inspiring stories, and ideas for growing your business by leveraging the expert that you are. I'm your host, Loria Mirabito, business mentor, and I'm also a reformed painfully shy girl, red wine lover, and exercise enthusiast. Join me as I share how being positioned as the expert in your industry, even if it's a busy one, will help you stand out and be the one in demand to hire and work with. So welcome back to another episode. And today I just want to talk about these objections, because this is part of what I teach inside In Demand Signature Speech, is how you can actually address the objections. Everybody that's in your audience, you know, they are wary. They are suspicious. They may love you already, but in the back of their mind, they're just like, yeah, this isn't going to work for me. So your job as the speaker is to address those objections. And I'm going to share with you a little bit about how to address those objections, because this is exactly what I've been doing. And when you do this, the right people are going to raise their hand. They are going to say yes to your offer, yes to that next step, yes to following you, yes to whatever your PDF is, you know, et cetera. They are just going to want to continue to build that relationship with you. I mean, that's the whole reason why we're speaking, is to build beautiful relationships with the people that are in our audience. So I'll just share a story with you about a gentleman who saw me speak in person. And I infused a couple of stories that handled and talked about, that addressed the objections that the audience is feeling, thinking, or even subconsciously, they're not even aware of it. And he booked a call with me. And on that call, he said to me, "I have no idea what you did up there, but here I am, I'm on a call with you, and I don't have the money to pay you or to join your program. But I want to know how you did what you did that got me here on the phone with you." So I laughed, you know, and I told him, I'm just like, that's exactly what is inside In Demand Signature Speech. So if you want to learn how to do that, you know, come and join me over there. And if you want to learn more information, that link is down below, but it's also speakandstandout.com/SS for signature speech. So the first objection that people have is money. Money. I don't have enough money. I don't have money for that. I will wait till I sign on a few clients. That's one of my favorite ones, because you're waiting to invest in yourself till somebody says that they'll invest in you, but you're not going to invest in yourself until somebody else invests in you. And I'm just like, do you see, like, that's just not going to work, because it's like the universe, you know, and the way that the different laws, like, you are going to get what you attract. So what are you putting out into the world? Are you investing in yourself? Then you are going to attract the right people who are investing in you. That's too expensive. I'm not making enough money to afford this. So there's that money one, you know, and I always say, like, you know, expensive compared to what? Like, how much are you losing over time by not investing in yourself? So money is a big one. Money is a very big one. So you have to address the money issue that people are thinking, that they're feeling, that they believe. And you can do that in a number of different ways. But first, let's continue to talk about the different objection categories. So money is one of them. Another one is time. Again, very similar to money, you know, money and time, these are just energies. Time, I don't have enough time. I don't have time for this. This is going to take too long. Or I will do this later. So it's either This is taking too much time. I have no time myself, or I'm going to do this later. I will wait. So in my particular situation, people will say, well, I'll wait to hire you to write a signature speech when I get booked. Again, this comes almost down to this, the same one about like the, about the money. Like, I'll wait to hire you or do your program when I've signed on a few clients. So just think about that. Like, okay, so again, with the time, you're not investing in yourself until somebody else has invested in you and wants to book you. But I can tell you that you will put out a different energy and you will feel so much more confident having those meetings with meeting planners when you already know in the back of your mind that you already have a signature speech. You already have a presentation that is ready to go. And the third one is belief. That's a belief in yourself. Sometimes people don't believe in themselves. Like, I'm just not sure that this is going to work for me. I've tried that before. It didn't work. I've joined other similar programs. It didn't work for me. That won't work for my industry. That won't work for my type of clients. And nobody in my industry does that. So, for example, how many times have you seen a copywriter or a web designer speaking at a meeting, like a business meeting, not a conference that's specifically geared for copywriters or specifically geared for web designers? But let's just talk about like a chamber event, a Women's Day conference. You know, are there copywriters that are speaking about the beauty of having crafting words that attracts your clients? If you're a copywriter, if you're a service-based professional, I mean, I'm a big fan of you getting out there and speaking because you get to share different pieces of information that is going to draw in the right people. Virtual assistants is another great one, you know. So I work typically with coaches, consultants, and service providers. And I don't see a whole lot of service providers speaking. And I don't see a whole lot of coaches actually doing a lot of speaking too, but consultants, yes, you know, they are out there speaking if they're using speaking, or I should say, if they're leveraging speaking as their best form of marketing. So the industries that you don't see a lot of people doing that in your industry, so you're just kind of copying what other people in your industry are doing. So I want you to think differently. So for example, let's go back to the virtual assistant. If you're a virtual assistant, there's a lot of people out there who have no idea what a virtual assistant is. Perfect opportunity for you to be speaking about the different ways that a virtual assistant can help you. You know, how to go about hiring a virtual assistant, how to decide what tasks to hand off to a virtual assistant that would free up your time. You know, so that sort of information, your people that are in your audience about like, you know, like, the belief like that would never work. Well, you know, there's a lot of people who just didn't even know that there were these virtual assistants who could be working for you that live on the other side of the globe. So that while your office is closed and while you're sleeping, somebody's actually working. How beautiful is that? And that's just one thing, like a web designer. Here's another great example. As a web designer, you could teach people your methodology, how you walk clients from beginning to end, from the start of a project to the finish of a project. Here are the things that you need to consider. And this is just an example, you could have a document that people opt in for that could be like, here are the 10 questions that you need to ask a web designer, a copywriter, like whoever like you're trying to hire, you know, here are the 10 questions that you want to ask. That's always a beautiful PDF if you are speaking in front of an audience. Because now everybody that's in the audience is going to be like, wow, I never thought about that. I want to know what those 10 questions are to ask the next time I'm hiring a... Are you ready to leverage speaking as your best form of marketing? There are over 7,500 events looking for speakers every single day. Speaking positions you as the expert in the room, but you probably don't know where to start. So I created this great resource called the Directory of Places to Speak. This resource will help you get started today. So head on over to speakandstandout.com www.sbs.com/directory to grab your free copy now. Don't miss this opportunity to be the expert speaking to audiences filled with your ideal clients. Whatever your specialty is that you are speaking on. So just consider that. And the way that you do this, because now you're just like, okay, great, Lorianne. I know what the three categories are, but how do we actually address them in a presentation, in a speech? Stories, analogies, and metaphors. You know, just the other day, I was speaking for a group of women, and they are all going to be starting these new schools for children. And somebody raised their hand and asked me a question. What happens? What do I say when somebody comes after me, like very defensive about what I'm doing? And I said, you know, typically people get very defensive because they're questioning something. They're uncertain about this. This seems foreign to them. So I suggested to her to find an analogy or a metaphor or a story that is outside of the school system, that's outside of education. Find something, you know, from a different industry and use the analogy or something from history from years ago. Years ago, we thought this was crazy, but look at how it's every day now. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing something that's just new right now. So I gave her like that particular idea. So in your presentations, when you're speaking, now, whether you're speaking or you're on a sales call or a job interview, let's use these sort of stories or metaphors that can be outside of your industry because it makes people like, oh, I get it. Yeah. It could spark conversation. If you are speaking and you are a coach, a consultant, or a service provider, and you use some sort of an analogy about investing in yourself, about believing that this could actually work, that this is something new, or even about time, it helps people like see it from a different point of view. And remember, stories also are like candy for the mind. The brain like just loves stories. But anytime you use like an analogy or a metaphor, you know, or like some sort of like a sports analogy, you know, people are like, oh, yeah, that makes complete sense. Fitness analogies are also a great one. And they could, you know, like the fitness ones could actually help with all three of these categories. So let me see if I can like actually like share some with you. You know, the time one, you know, if you don't have time to actually work on your health, you know, you're going to have to make time to be ill. You know, money, you know, yeah, I know, you know, like a lot of people think that $30 a month for a gym membership is really expensive, but how much do prescriptions cost and an increase in your health insurance cost you over a lifetime? Belief, you know, everybody starts one day, their first day at the gym, and it's about showing up the next day and the next day and the next day, you know, so that you can actually see the change in yourself and other people are going to start to see the change in you as well, you know, and then you just tie it right back to what you do. So for example, I'll just use the time one, you know, I don't have the time to take in-demand signature speech. You know, it's like, well, you know, great. I don't think I would actually say great, but it's like, okay, so if you don't have time to do it now, when will you have time to do it later? Because it's just like in health, you know, if you don't make time to have healthy habits now, you're going to have to, you will be making time plus interest for your lack of health later in life. And so what I do inside in-demand signature speech is that, you know, and here it is like I'm just going to like tie it up for people. You know, what do you mean you don't have time? I mean, like it's a couple of days. It doesn't take that long. And by the end, you're going to actually have a completed signature speech. Or how long have you wanted to actually write a signature speech, but you haven't made the time for it yet? How long has that been on your list? So I want you to think of like whatever your specialty is, and you're going to take your specialty and apply it to to your audience? What are their time, money, and belief objections that they have that come up over and over and over again? And a lot of your stories, you don't have to keep coming up with new stories. This is always a one that I constantly hear a lot about is just like, yeah, but I have to rewrite a speech. No, you don't have to rewrite a speech. You can use the same speech over and over again. And I'm more than happy to like, I'm going to show you how to actually customize it so that the audience thinks that you actually wrote this, you know, for them. So here's one of my stories. This was a woman who was afraid of public speaking. She actually left her corporate job to start her own company, her own entrepreneurial journey, so that she wouldn't have to speak in front of people at meetings. So that's what she did. Her boss was very supportive, by the way, and wished her well. And she finally got to the point where she's just like, I want this fear out of my life. And she hired me. Now, she was a busy woman starting a new company, but also she had two twins that were under the age of 5. So busy mom, that handles the time one. The money one for her actually never came up, but this particular story actually touches on the time and the belief. She was afraid, her belief was she was afraid of public speaking, but she knew that she wanted to tackle it. So she hires a speaking coach to help her do this. Her friends thought she was crazy, but she was like, nope, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get over this fear. And guess what? After her very first presentation, I asked her, were you nervous? Were you scared? She said, no. And I, of course, being the great coach, said to her, why not? And she said, I was so well prepared. I knew exactly what I was going to say. And as a result of us working together, you know, she actually got on TV 5 times, got a book deal, and we made that book an Amazon bestseller. So like, this is just one of the stories that I tell that actually touches on the time. It touches on the belief. And then I share the results, and actually like the results that she experienced, you know, actually had a lot of, it probably touches on the money one, you know, because she actually got paid to write the book, became an Amazon bestseller. And then she got this great nickname in her community as the famous home organizer. So that was fun. So I want you to start thinking about the different stories that you can be using that will really address these different, the time, the money, and the belief objections that your audience is having. And practice. Don't wait until you're in front of an audience, like pick up the phone and do a Facebook Live or do some sort of live streaming and tell a story. Tell a story that handles these objections. Use an analogy. Use a metaphor. Use some sort of like fitness or sports analogies, you know, or even stories to help make your point. This is what's going to make your audience fall in love with you. They are going to raise their hand when you make the offer at the end of your presentation. You know, like, here's a PDF. If you want to book a call, like whatever your call to action is, it should always be the very next best step after hearing you speak. So until next time, I hope that you found this super helpful. And if you want to continue the conversation, hit me up in the DMs over on Instagram. I'm the person who actually answers that. It's not somebody that's on my team or some bot. I will actually be answering you. So let me know what some of your stories are. Share with me. Like, hey, I'm a business coach, and here's one of the biggest objections that I hear either on sales calls or in the DMs from people. You know, share with me what they are. I'll ask you some questions, and I'll help you come up with a story or an analogy or a metaphor that will help you use the next time somebody brings that up. So until next time, I want you to be in demand. Thanks for hanging out with me. Be sure to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And join me over in my private Facebook group for more tips, community, and free trainings. You'll find the link in the show notes. You can also help this podcast reach more listeners by leaving a review. And as a thank you, each month I pick one of my reviewers to win a free coaching call with me. So if you haven't done so already, please leave a review and you could be the next winner.